Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
As far as we are concerned, though, you'll remember this very, very, very tragic story. Last year, I remember when Import delivered it. There is a player who plays for Sekhukhune United, Sean Mokhaila. They won a game the previous night, and I think it was some kind of a cup. Then he went out to celebrate. Obviously, drank, and heaven knows did what else. And the following morning, was driving under the influence, speeding, there was video, got into an accident. A child lost his or her life in that accident. He then got arrested, has appeared in court twice, and his case has been postponed to the 19th of May. Currently out on bail. Now, the procedure is that when you're out on bail, you obviously carry on with your life up until you have to reappear in court, right? And as you can imagine, he still plays for Sekhukhune United. They haven't terminated his contract. So he still practices with the guys. There was a game recently where Sekhukhune United won 4-2 over AmaZulu. And any coach will tell you, basically, whenever you play a game and it seems like it's easy pickings, that's when they'll tend to put people that are in training or people that aren't part of the squad to give an opportunity just to get some minutes, right? So their coach decided to put him in. And he played a couple of minutes and people were outraged. Do they have a right to be outraged?
They definitely do.
Tell me why.
I think when... And especially with Sean's case, I mean, there's clear video evidence of him being reckless. Somebody lost their life because he was reckless and negligent. I think because of all those factors, he shouldn't be in a professional environment like Sekhukhune United, where he's a he's appearing on national television and representing a club like Sekhukhune United. I think he should still be on suspended leave, taking time out to be able to deal with the consequences of his actions.
But he's currently dealing with the consequences of his actions. We always say, let the law take its course. The guy was arrested. He's appeared in court twice. Now, the case has been postponed until 19th of May. What must happen beyond that?
He must be on ice.
Why must he be on ice? What happened to a presumption of innocence?
Well, you can prove that in a court of law, but...
Yes, but then he hasn't gotten the chance to get... He's appeared in court twice.
Until...
The next time he's going to get an opportunity to appear in court is on the 19th of May.
Until then, he must chill.
He must chill. I agree with Upila. I mean, it looks like the club does not take the allegations seriously. Although distancing themselves completely could seem a bit unfair to him, but they need to also have some sort of player conduct and... The balanced way to do it for me would be suspend him temporarily. Yeah, that word always gets me. Suspend him, but also offer support, I don't know, in terms of maybe the legal route that he's waiting for. Until the case is done, then let's play after that. Because now it's like you're almost spitting in the face of the family that lost their loved one. And that accident, Sizwe, the mother ended up in ICU.
No, it's a horrific one. There's no two ways about it. It's a horrific one.
The child lost their lives. There was also a neighbor's child who also had their legs dislocated. And they also found substances within the vehicle. So it's not like that we do not know. We're waiting for...
But that's not how the law works.
I understand.
Until he's been proven guilty in a court of law, you can't pass the judgment.
Until he's proven innocent, you can't just allow him to play.
No, there's a presumption of innocence. That's the thing.
Okay, then have a balanced view.
You are presumed innocent until proven guilty. He has not been proven guilty. Now, he's also complying with the law fully. Handed himself into the cops. He's literally, we always say, let the law take its course. It's taking its course.
Putting the club into disrepute.
You know what? I fully believe in suspects being taken through the court process before any sanctions. Because if we all believe in the supremacy of our courts, we have to indicate such. So we trust the courts as the final arbiter. But in this case, I am two ways about it. Because even with step-aside rule and everything, I've always thought that legally it's a bit problematic. But... if we say here, on the face of it, there seems to be some sort of an offense insofar as his conduct is concerned as a public figure of recklessness. That if we've got footage of you being out later than you should be, There's substances that are found in your car. You are a bit over the limit for your alcohol, all sorts of things like that. That it can be just something on which is bare minimum. Mm. But he should be allowed or at least be suspended a little bit. He can have full pay. But I don't think, given that a child lost their life, a mother was unable to bury the child because of the time she was in ICU. Yep. That based on all of those facts, you're not finding him guilty, but you should just say it would be inappropriate.
But he's already been punished. He's already not part of the starting lineup. He sits on the bench, hasn't played a minute since.
But that's not punishment.
No, that is punishment.
No, but you can still go beyond that and say what happened yesterday shouldn't have happened as well. Allow it to be part of punishment, even if behind the scenes you're supporting him. Sometimes the optics are important as well. But we are still saying that he's innocent until proven guilty, and we still believe in the court processes. It will be the final arbiter. But just the optics right now.
Don't
people
look good.
Lost their lives. Yep. Yeah, it's not good.
It
doesn't look good, sis.
Give us a shout and let us know what your thoughts are. 086-000-0959. Do you feel like playing Sean Mokhaila was a mistake on behalf of Sekhukhune United?
Unfortunately, guys, the presumption that innocent until proven guilty stands. Whether people like it, whether people don't like it, unfortunately. You can say, hooray, maybe from a moral compass or point of view, like management can say, listen, we're gonna like just put you on leave or special leave where you're still getting paid and you can still come for training, but you will not play any games until you have dealt with this matter. But otherwise, they can never just now exclude him.
I absolutely agree with Mfundo. He should be supported, yes, in the background and everything, but I believe he shouldn't be playing. He should be sitting until the case is completely done. Because, God forbid, we're not saying he's going to do it again. God forbid he's going to go to training, play, do whatever, and then he's going to drink again, get into another accident again. Either he will now probably be at fault, being hospitalized, or repeat the same offense again. So I feel like, no, he shouldn't be playing until he is proven guilty or innocent.
So Danilo on Twitter saying, I disagree with you today, Ivan. Unfortunately, though, for us who disagree, the law is not on our side, right? That's number one. And number two, every workplace has a disciplinary policy. Maybe his at the team allows him to play until he's found guilty or not. But if I had it my way, I'd be like, oh, Shwanji, the law is the law. So here's the thing, right? Even the company work policy must still be in accordance with the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And the Constitution, unfortunately, as you've already said, yan
chitala. Says the world, morning. I think it's an issue of morality, this Sean Mokhaila issue. Sekhukhune knows better. I think the management and the team, I think they should have not played him because it's like they are parading the thing because of the court of law. Yeah, moral-wise, nah. Legally, we understand.
Well, Sizwe, yes, I don't support imop justice, ne? But then, in this case, kube yenzekile kulo mfana weSekhukhune United. Hayi, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't have to worry ngokuthi Sekhukhune United yamdlala or we waiting for innocent until proven guilty. When he is guilty already, uguilty, sesimprovile ukuthi uguilty thina.
No, it's not up to you. And in fact, under no circumstance can I ever advocate or support somebody who's calling for mob justice. So no.
Morning, Sizwe. Morning, crew. What I want to know about this, if this guy would have, with the incident that happened, would have hit maybe the coach's son that happened to him, would they still let them play? If the answer is yes, then I see nothing wrong with it. But if the answer would have been no, then why did they do it in the first place? Thanks, bye. Have a super Friday.
Now, this is why we have these discussions. Personally, I appreciate moral dilemmas because you can't make a decision based on how you feel as an individual. And you definitely can't make a decision based on who the decision affects individually, right? You must make the decision on principle.
Yeah.
For me, what I'm basing this is on principle. And the principle is presumption of innocence. Now, okay, who he hits, he could have hit my daughter for all I care. The law is the law. It doesn't change.
And you'd see it the same way.
How I feel about it is something else. But how I feel about it is not how things should work. The world is not based on my feelings.
Guys, the Sean story is very touchy. But I'd say I want to play a little devil's advocate and say if this was not a public figure, then people wouldn't be shocked if the person was proceeding with their life while they wait for the law to take its course. But like Mfundo said, the optics in this case are important. But we need to also remember that when the law now needs to apply, it doesn't matter if you're popular or not. But to his disadvantage, it's that he is a public figure, so people are going to feel two ways about it. So I do understand why they say the optics are important. But if it was anybody else from down the corner, people wouldn't care. Not that they wouldn't care, but they wouldn't be so in arms about it.
I feel like the coach wasn't wrong for putting him on, but also I do feel like yena mela benamahloni of just being in a public space for what he did. Yeah, that's how I feel.
Yes, umthetho these days angazi ukuthi kwenzakalani uyasifila because ugay. Number one, so insensitive ukuthi kushone umuntu. Number two, angi-understand ukuthi yena uzoba innocent until proven guilty kanjani because there's a life that's lost. So akahlali, akalindi, angadlali.
It's not just him who's innocent until proven guilty. Now that presumption of innocence will be bestowed upon you.
I believe that Sikukuni didn't make a mistake. They were being disrespectful for playing him. We know there's a radio station that fired a DJ because of the footage of him having substances in his car. The guy lost his job because he was feeding fish alcohol on social media. So why are they not suspending him, not allowing him to play?
Well, that's a different case. Those are not criminal matters. But okay, I hear the point you were trying to make, I suppose.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.